All right, y'all, what we learned this week? I know what I learned. I know what I learned.
What'd you learn?
That we had topics like a motherfucker, and we did 0.5 topics per show because we only did one topic and we didn't even finish that one, and that was in the second show. So it was point.
No, we finished that. No, we didn't.
That wasn't the topic.
Yeah, we didn't finish the topic.
Beyond. We was about to talk about the Civil War, bro.
We did 0.5 topics this week. We had topics.
Average.
We had topics, my nigga.
So we got topics for next week.
That's crazy as hell, man. This is in a long ass. Let's just talk.
No, but we had. Good. We were just talking about that in the car during the break before we let the dog out.
Right. Yeah, I think you have an affinity for danger. Fred, you kept warning you about the swimsuit shit, and you kept doing it. And now I've warned you. My wife has texted the group and said she's gonna kill everybody, and you just keep.
She said she would have. Killed, would.
But she capitalized. If. Kill. Yeah.
She so I'm out of danger, right? Like, and you know what? Be honest. You're like a therapist for me.
Right.
Because you're right. I do. I have this weird obsession with fucking how close
Hogan,
can I get?
Hogan.
Like how close can I, like, how close can I get to danger without?
Okay, so stand by. Are you calling my wife a bear, or are you calling
yourself? No, I did not mean it.
Quick this shit changed? You better watch yourself now.
That's fair. I was not talking about your wife. I was just saying the term.
I was going to say, were you calling yourself a bear or my wife the bear?
I was just saying the term.
Well, okay. Because that's not a term we use in America. All right. But I was
you like going close to the right. To that fucking age.
I don't know. There's, you know what it is?
I don't.
I lack endorphins naturally. No, seriously. I don't.
Go back to his mental condition.
But it's not just the endorphins. It's the.
What does that mean? I lack endorphins.
What is it? No, it's the. Not endorphins.
Dopamine?
It's the dopamine.
Dopamine.
My body doesn't create it naturally.
Well, it does, though.
No. Those moments do.
Where does it create? In your body, though, right?
Right, but it doesn't happen by just me going around.
Nobody does. That's why
That's not true.
Okay,
that's not true. Okay. Normal people have dopamine outputs throughout the day.
Okay,
I do not.
You know this because
of the lie someone told me when they created the ADD back 40 years ago.
Oh my god!
So hey. If a motherfucker knows what they're doing when they're creating something, is it really, you know, made up at that point?
What do you mean?
Like, so if I know what I'm doing when I'm mixing something and I'm like, I'm going to take this fucking blueberry cushion, this fucking Space Queen, and I'm fucking finna make Purple Urkel. You know what I'm saying? And I know what I'm intending to make Purple Urkel and it happens. Is that fucking make-believe? I mean, no, I did that.
What do you mean? You're refuting my philosophy on...
No, I'm just saying as far as me learning that I had a lack of dopamine, is possibly true, even though that it was based off of a lie, according to your theory.
No, I'm saying that you could create something that is real in this existence, but if the existence is wrong, then it doesn't matter what you've created. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you built something that's not real, if you've built something that's real on top of something that's not really real, then what you've built doesn't matter really, because if the bottom falls out from under it, what the fuck is a purple Urkel? That doesn't even mean anything.
But if you can smoke, if you have a piece of weed in your hand, you can do something with that. Regardless if the fucking shit falls apart, you still got that piece of weed in your hand, you can do something with it. And it's purple Urkel, nigga, and that shit's gonna get you high. So if you can, I mean, that's real. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, just, you know, sometimes people just are just naturally happy. Are they high? And what do they get high on?
Maybe they have a excess of dopamine where I have a fucking decrease. Maybe their shit's just fucking pumping all the time. I knew a dude that I worked with. I could have swore for
time,
God
all the time
that he was on something.
Yeah.
All the time.
He just, probably was.
They drug tested him like a few times, right? But anyways, I was like, dude.
They had the drug test him?
Well, no, my
question is, somebody you knew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I asked him too, right? I said, dude.
Yeah, so I asked myself.
Because I know people that act like you.
Yeah. I know people that act like me, but
they only act like you
when they
own something. So are you on something?
Am I on something?
I'm not. I'm just naturally this way. And I'm
you
like,
you answered yourself?
I'm just naturally this way.
Yeah.
You know what though? While you're bullshitting. I've been having a lot more conversations with myself recently.
Inhibited or
uninhibited?
Uninhibited. Okay.
Mine's a Mac.
About like what kind of things?
I don't know. Just like recently. I mean, just silly shit.
In
like
the car, at home, around people. Are you around people and you're talking to yourself?
No, okay. No. It's not. We.
Why
we,
are you afraid?
We
of
don't
that?
Do that.
Why are you afraid of that?
Because we already know how that's going to work out. Like we don't want to be looked at that way.
I want to have a podcast one time where we don't even say anything back to you. You just talk to yourself and we just look at you.
So when you talk to yourself, do you respond? Like, how does it go? Because when I talk to myself, it's like I tell myself.
It's like inner monologue.
Do this. Search, because you're a premium, because you have premium access, search Minds of Mac.
I know that. I've seen that.
You listened to that before?
I've seen it. I haven't listened to it, but I did see. I saw that clip.
That was all Jimmy Mac.
So.
And also Angry Mac. Political Mac and gang member Mac.
And so like I was in the shower.
So yeah, and full conversation.
So yeah, so like earlier today, wow. I was in the shower and I said, well.
This is why we learn, so be quick.
You got to get your ass out of here. And I was like, I know, but this fucking shit feels great. And it's like.
See me, after you got to get yourself out of here, I stop talking and I get myself out of here.
But this shit feels great. So what are you fucking gonna do? You gonna sit in here all day? You can't fucking sit in this bitch fucking forever. You're gonna have to get out eventually.
You're saying these things.
Yes.
Out loud. His mouth is moving. He's dead.
It's like, I know, but so then we're gonna do a countdown. And
most crazy people put a pause so you know which one is which. He doesn't even pause. It's all like right back to back.
Run on.
Because he knows. He knows which one is which.
There's no confusion. We know who is who. And then I was like, you know what? If she just came in right now, and I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, and it's like, because like, you just
how you interrupt yourself.
Jay Smooth did that a few times too, though. Jay Smooth has done that a few times on the show. Right.
Interrupt yourself. But no.
No, I didn't. Like, what?
No one said anything. You put the pause in there, bro.
Yo, I can't remember what he did at home. That was hilarious that fucking time, man. I remember it vividly, but I don't remember what it was about, though.
And so, yeah, I was like, gosh, man, stop doing that, man. Like, it was just a shower, you know, but and I knew I needed to get out. It's like, right. I'm talking to my, it's like, part of me, all the time I know what I should do.
Do you snap out of it or do you just keep going until you're done?
Until we reason it out.
So he's done.
Because, like I said, in what I've learned is I probably in my younger days is that I probably ignored those other voices.
Right.
That I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Now I know. Listen, these things are here for a reason. And there's, you know, shit that you don't fucking always remember and you don't always fucking bring to the forefront of what you know. These other motherfuckers have that knowledge that they fucking tell you and you fucking have to,
because they're moving the other direction in time.
They're doing something, but they have to, when you forget, they help to remind you.
Well, no,
shit.
They're going the other way. You're going this, what you think is forward. Well, they're going forward too, but it's actually you're backwards.
Probably. You're probably right. Yeah. And they're like, hey. And I'm like, you're right. Okay. Let's talk about it. And now I get it. You're right. And I stopped fighting.
You could tell them, but see, you don't realize that you have the knowledge that they need too, but you don't realize that because you think that you're all going the same direction. So maybe you should start telling that other one. Do you know which one you are? Or are you both of them? Or are you neither of them? See, now we're getting really fucked up. Because you might be both of them. You might be neither of them. What if you're fucking neither of them? What if it's just two entities that are kind of you, but aren't you? Yeah. And you're just fucking an observer. And you're just the meat bag.
You're the body.
He's looking.
I can do that. Right. No, I can do that. I mean, I got a lot of voyeur in me, so I can sit back and watch that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Watch two niggas that right. Almost you have a conversation.
Right. I mean, because again, it almost. It's not like they're total strangers. Like, I got some input as the what you call it, meat bag?
Yeah, the meat bag.
I carry something. I bring something to the table.
I mean, you're a vocal cord, so they can talk.
Right, and you don't without these.
Yeah,
I'll cut these bitches out. Fuck around with me.
Right. Like that's crazy as fuck. Like I know how to make you motherfucking shut up.
You want to keep
that's
talking, right?
That's called schizophrenia.
No, yeah. I do have that problem too. Like
schizophrenia, that's a real
not,
shit.
Not that. Not schizophrenia. That.
It sounds like
not schizophrenia. I'm just talking about like. Don't fuck with me because I do got a little bit of bonsai in me.
Bonsai?
Bonsai pie? Kamikaze?
Kamikaze.
I got a little bit of kamikaze.
I know. You're always talking about this picture and you're always talking about these dogs now. Like you just stay on the shit.
What are you talking about?
And I'm watching you just run your face into this wall and you just keep, I'm like, yo.
That is the kamikaze quality. He's he wants to like head like down towards the deck and then like pull up right at the last minute.
No, pull up.
Right. He's like, kamikaze don't pull up. Crazy. I was almost dead. That was so crazy, right? Like, did you ever used to jump in elevators?
At the last second?
Yeah, no, just jump, like, just constantly, just like, boom, just kind of like, what, you got that in you too, then that's stupid as fuck, right?
Why?
Like
I'm testing the elevator. The guy who comes and puts a little stamp on there tests it too.
No, he don't do that, does he?
He figures out if it's going to fall or not,
but
right?
what if you think you don't weigh enough and you fuck up some shit and you go down? I mean, there's consequences to that action.
Well, no.
You don't care.
But that's not life though, right?
If you fuck, it's life. If you fall to the fucking ground, it's over.
No, no, it's not life. If you don't ever try it, if you don't ever chance life, it's not. You're not living, right?
Hey, don't do that, because there's these like.
Talk about that girl.
No,
talk about
this girl. No, the other niggas in the background going, damn right, damn right. Be honest.
No, I'm saying, but if you don't ever chance, if you don't ever take the chance, then have you ever really lived? Yes?
No, I'm saying, I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Oh, you didn't say yeah twice. That's why I didn't know. You didn't say yeah, yeah. Usually you say yeah, yeah when you agree.
So I'm going to say I'm the conservative then. Who was I? Me.
Which one
Jerry
of you?
Mack. So I'm going to say.
Which one of you?
Right now, the like guy split. That tried. Because I'm telling you, the dude, when you were talking about, there's another dude.
Is it always the same dudes?
There's another dude that's like all into that. He's like, yes, my nigga, like nothing matters unless you live. And living is fucking out there doing shit. Like, you got to test this motherfucker.
This is why white people are so happy.
You don't know any, and you know what?
This is why white people do shit like jump out of planes, bungee jump. Because if you're not testing that line, if you're not testing that the space between what is sane and what is insane, what's living and what's dead, what are you doing?
Well, it's funny that you said that, because I was just talking about this with my son in sports, because my son is somehow he's anti-sports. I don't know how that happened, right? But it's my wife and my daughter. That's how it happened, if we're going to be honest. But anyways,
what they do?
He's too little. My wife is probably didn't want him, you know, for her own personal reason to play sports, because she didn't want him to get hurt, right? My daughter knew that I wanted him to, so she just wanted to sabotage that whole thing by having him not. So that's her way of getting at me. So
whoa.
Yeah.
What a sinister life you're a part of.
Right. No, it's deep.
Like, that's so strategic.
Right.
Bro.
No.
It's soap opera.
And so I was telling him, I said, but because you haven't, I said, you know, sports challenged me, right? And I learned a lot throughout these challenges, right? I got up for shit, you know, that I didn't, I accomplished shit that I never thought that I could accomplish, whether it's fucking endurance shit, right? Whether
just
it's running.
Just being
right,
a part of a team.
Right.
Like, that's hard.
Or cooperate, right? Yeah. Doing my role, you know what I mean? You know, all of these things, right? Where there's those gassers where you fucking throw up and you push yourself to a limit of exertion where your body fucking can't take it no more and you fucking vomit. You ain't never pushed yourself to that. You don't know your limits, my nigga. You don't know what you can do or what you're capable of.
That wall comes quick.
Yeah.
That vomit wall.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker comes quick.
I've seen it many a time.
And there's no going back.
Nah. And the thing about it is, what do you do then? Do you push through? Do you find, is that your limit? You don't know, right, until you try things. And I've always lived my kind of life that way. And so dealing with my son this way, I'm like, you haven't pushed yourself to anything. Like, I would climb Everest. Sure. Would I die? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
You know shit about climbing. You don't start with Everest,
you
my nigga.
You put one foot in front of the other, be honest.
Okay. You do. Have you felt that weather, though? Oh, yeah.
I've been in Chicago in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Climb the slick side of Stone Mountain first. Where the niggas with the horses at. Climb that side with this.
I'm not rock climbing. This is just a mountain you're walking up. And it's just cold.
Everest?
Yes, my nigga.
There's some parts you have to climb.
Yeah, nigga. You know how tall that shit is?
There's some parts where you have to put the little pickaxe and shit and the shoes, special shoes.
And it's cold as fuck.
And you're pulling your body weight up. There's some parts of Everest like that. I've seen it in the movies.
Like so it's sheer. It's not.
There's some parts that are, yeah. You can only go so high. just
well, that's
walking.
That's me. I'm a walker. I'm not climbing nothing.
So, you 20 minutes. You tell me back.
We get halfway, right? Wherever the walking stops, right. That's fine for me. And listen,
okay.
I'm sure it's a challenge for that.
Yeah.
To get to wherever you stop walking. Yeah. But when we start
Have
climbing,
you ever walked Stone Mountain?
Yeah, up it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty.
That's a nice walk.
Yeah, it's a nice little hump.
When we first moved out here,
that was your exercise?
One of our friends was like, hey, let's go out there and walk it. And I was like, oh, that's when I learned about it.
When I learned I had knees.
I was like, wait a minute. Oh, this is, what?
On the way down, that's when I learned I had knees.
Where are we at?
Ku Klux Klan headquarters.
Right. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
This is where we want to hang out?
Yeah. Fuck
okay.
It. Fuck it. Again, you got to get close, man. You have to put yourself right there on that little area, man.
I almost walked into the fucking Masons this weekend because there was cars out in front.
Yeah.
And I told my
the temple.
Yeah,
you know there weren't
any windows, right?
No, it was the one in Snellville.
Oh, okay.
And so I was telling my wife, I said, I think I'm gonna join the Masons. And my son said, I don't think you can just join.
Why not?
That's what I said. I said, what do you mean? He's like, I think you got to be invited or something. I was like, I don't know about that, my nigga.
That's like any idiot. That's like any member that any person that's gonna fund their whatever because it's expensive.
To be a Mason, you have to pay?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of lessons you got to go through. You got to get uniforms. And
it's like those belts in karate, huh?
There's a book you got. They pretend like it's religious. There's a lot of shit you got
to
do.
Every belt in karate is paid for. It's like $60. I'm like, you're going to be brown forever, my nigga.
It's a flower. It's the flower game. That's all it is. There's all these degrees you got to get to, and you got to...
Really? I thought I was going to learn something.
Yeah, you are.
You learn.
You're going to learn...
How to hustle niggas. When you get to the top, you be like, I'm good at this. I got it. Once you become the grand wizard, you're a grand hustler.
I don't know that many people make it far enough to really learn stuff.
See, like, that's what I want.
I think most people get to a certain level where they're in and they're going to get protected or whatever, but I don't think they ever really learn stuff.
If a sticker would get me out of a ticket or something, though, because I've seen I've seen that happen. Because my old boss was, when we went out to Indianapolis, he's speeding. And he pulled out some shit, and he had his little Freemason. I don't know what the fuck they be having in their wallet or something. And the dude said, you a Mason? Yeah. Let him go. I said, oh, that has benefits. I mean, it's almost like being in the Army or the Navy or whatever.
No,
you know?
The Navy, they pull you over. They give you a ticket.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No,
only in military cities.
Okay.
If you're, like, here, I've gotten out of stuff because I was military here.
Right. You got the... See, you played a role. You got your license plate.
Oh, yeah. I got the license plate. All that shit. I got a veteran ID.
Play that shit up. Yeah. I would. I feel kind of regret not at least getting a 4 in there, at least so I could say.
Yeah.
I mean, because I say it now, but I don't
get stolen valor.
Well, I don't get the... All I get is 10%, maybe 50 at the most off of some food. I'm talking about like...
Yeah,
medical care. Right, free medical and fucking, you
good
know.
Good insurance, man.
That's
what I want.
Free medical
ain't the same. I was trying to get y'all insurance, man. They didn't fuck with me.
Free medical ain't the same as good insurance. I don't know about that.
Or they guarantee your home loan.
Right. That kind of
85% of your home loan or something.
What you mean? Like,
so as a first-time veteran home buyer, I'm not sure if it's only first time, maybe every time, but the Veterans Administration guarantees 85% of your house loan. So if let's say your credit wasn't really, really great,
they like your cosigner.
All you gotta qualify is for 15% of it.
Right. And the VA credit qualifies the rest. So that what that means is the bank is more willing to loan to you because they know they're gonna get 85% of that money even if
regardless,
you fuck up.
Right.
That's what's up.
Well, we're just this is another show, so
yeah.
We'll catch y'all next week.